should probably be trying to get out. But Madison, she's having fun, living an old-time radio life. Our explanation is done.
Madison is on the air.
It's time once again for another comedy episode of Our Miss Brooks. When we last saw Madison Standish, she had been arrested for grand larceny and second-degree murder, thanks to Mike Waring, the Falcon. But instead of paying her debt to society or being held accountable in any legal way, the powers of old-time radio zapped Madison into a fate worse than prison. She's to be a substitute high school English teacher.
Madison, it's Mrs. Davis. Come along now, it's time for you to get up. You told me to give you a wake-up call at 7:30.
That doesn't sound like something I'd say.
Well, I did edit out the cuss words you used when you asked.
Okay, that sounds like something I'd say.
If you don't hurry, you'll be late for school. And you promised Miss Brooks you'd take over her classes for her.
Who's Miss Brooks? And how drunk was I when I made that promise?
Miss Connie Brooks, my tenant. She let you stay here with me while she's away on holiday, and you take over teaching for her at Madison High School.
Madison High School?
Mm-hmm. You insisted you should teach there because they named the school after you.
Right. Let's revisit the how drunk was I question.
Oh, that I don't know. You see, when you and Connie were chatting, I was speaking on the telephone with my sister Angela. And Angela is so absent-minded.
You talking to your sister is really not one of the vital details I'm missing from last night.
You were talking to my sister?
No, you said you were talking to your sister.
Which sister?
Woman, I don't even know who you are, much less your sister.
I have a sister. Her name is Angela. And she's so absent-minded.
Okay. OTR is broken. I need to do a system reboot.
You may want to hurry up a bit. It's raining today. When you're dressed, I'll make you a nice warm breakfast fit for a day such as this.
I don't know what kind of breakfast is fit for. You woke up in a strange bed after being blackout drunk where you made promises you can't remember. Oh, hang on. Yes, I do. Scrambled eggs.
Oh, no. I want to make you something special for your first day of teaching.
French toast?
With pickled pig's feet and four different types of cumin. You guessed it.
How about just some coffee?
Well, all right. But you still should hurry. Walter Denton is going to be here any minute to pick you up for school.
Walter Denton? He this, Miss Brooks's boyfriend?
Oh, dear me, no. Walter is one of Connie's students. He always gives her a ride to school.
Doesn't she have a car?
Yes, but it doesn't do very well in the rain or the sunshine. In fact, it's really best at night.
At night?
When she parks it in the garage.
Am I in an insane asylum?
Oh, that must be Walter now.
He's picking me up for school at 7:30?
It's not 7:30, it's 10 till 9.
But you said I told you to wake me at 7:30.
I know, and I forgot. I'm sorry about that.
Am I still drunk?
Possibly. There were a lot of bottles in the garbage bin this morning. Shall I tell him that you're almost ready?
Yeah, I'll just be a sec.
She's almost ready, Walter!
And she has a hangover. Thank you for that.
Oh, my pleasure. It is raining pretty hard out there. Perhaps you should borrow Connie's rain slicker.
Nah, I'm fine. I could just use an umbrella.
Nonsense. It's right over here on the chair. I'll help you put it on.
I really don't.
There now. You look just divine.
I look good in this raincoat?
Oh, absolutely.
With my pajamas still on?
I thought you were dressed a bit casual for school.
Can you maybe physically go and tell Walter I'll be right there so I could get dressed?
Out in the rain? Well, all right. I didn't really care for this hairdo anyway.
You don't have to go out into the rain. Just open the front door and she's gone. Okay, 1950s. Either I'm in a comedy, or you have a really warped way of addressing Alzheimer's. Hey, you Walter?
Sure am, Miss Standish.
Sorry to keep you waiting. Apparently the front desk slept through my wake-up call.
Oh, that's all right. Hop in and get out of the rain.
Walter, question.
What is it, Miss Standish?
I'm a big fan of convertibles, don't get me wrong. But I'm also a big fan of having the top up when it's raining.
Oh, the top. Yeah, I left it at home.
Walter, follow-up question.
Yeah?
Why?
I always take it down in weather like this.
I repeat, why?
It leaks.
Right. Okay. There's some logic at play there. Am I right to assume you're in the remedial classes?
You sure are funny, Miss Standish.
And extremely wet.
Oh, here. I've got this Turkish towel to throw over our heads.
What? And miss out on getting pneumonia?
The towel isn't just for us, Miss Standish. I've got to protect my electrical shop homework. Here, hold it, will you?
What is this thing with all the wires and tubes? Did kids in the 50s make atomic bombs in metal shop?
No, that's an SCR shortwave radio receiver.
From where, Radio Shack?
Gosh, no. I built it. That was my project. The electrical shop furnished most of the materials and I did the rest.
So, I'm gonna go out on a limb here and guess you don't have a girlfriend.
Funny you'd say that. I promised to pick up Harriet Conklin this morning, too. She's the girl I'm going with. Here's her house. And look, there's our beloved principal standing on the front step. Good morning, Mr. Conklin!
Why is your girlfriend at the principal's house?
Aw, that's easy. Because he's her father. How you liking the rain, Mr. Conklin?
I loathe it, Denton.
What's wrong with a little rain?
Every time it rains, all manner of weird creatures are washed from their natural habitat into stones and come slithering into my driveway.
I have the same problem when I swim in a bikini in my backyard.
Walter, don't look now, but I believe one of those creatures has slithered into your passenger seat.
Oh, yeah? This from some old dude who... Hang on. Walter, did you say this guy is the principal, like, of the school where I'm teaching this week?
Yeah.
Good one, sir.
Oh, Miss Standish. I didn't recognize you all wet like that.
I tried to embrace the wet look for a little while. I thought I had this, like, sexy mermaid thing going. But I really just looked like I'd done the ice bucket challenge with too much gusto.
Fascinating story. Thank you so much for sharing. Walter, my daughter will be out in a moment. Meanwhile, please remove that junk heap from my driveway. I'm expecting a furniture van at any moment.
You're getting new furniture, Mr. Conklin?
Unless the furniture van shows up with a load full of halibut, yes.
What kind of furniture are you getting? I love how the 50s has so much retro 50s furniture.
It's a custom-built Malaika bamboo. At long last, I'm realizing a dream of mine to furnish our little glassed-in sleeping porch as a sort of tropical lanai, a place to which I can retreat from the rigors of my daily routine.
I don't know. I think bamboo furniture is kind of icky.
Icky? Well, Miss Standish, I hope you have better luck than Miss Brooks improving your students' vocabulary.
I could come up with a ton of better words for icky. But we don't want to change the rating on the show.
Hi, Daddy. Oh, good morning. You must be Miss Standish.
In the very wet flesh.
So long, Daddy. Be sure they get the furniture in out of the rain.
I will, Harriet. Just to know it's coming makes me feel good all over. My own Shangri-La.
I created my own Shangri-La once. It had everything. High-tech entertainment center, stock fridge, warm, comfy beds. But then the owners came home from vacation and had me arrested for trespassing. They tried to say I broke in, but I used their hidden spare key. How is that breaking in? I didn't break anything.
Would you do me a favor, Miss Standish? I don't have shop class till the afternoon, and I have biology this morning. So would you mind parking this radio in Mr. Boynton's lab for me? I gotta stop by my locker.
I don't even know where my own classroom is. How am I supposed to find the biology lab? Follow the scent of formaldehyde?
It's right across the hall from your classroom. You should meet Mr. Boynton. Miss Brooks is kinda, well, sweet on him.
Oh, is he hot?
Maybe. If he wore a heavy sweater today.
Give me the damn project, Einstein.
Einstein was a physicist. I'm an inventor, like Thomas Edison.
And I'm gonna kick your ass, like Chuck Norris.
I gotta get going. Thanks, Miss Standish. Here's my project. I'll see you later.
Yeah, later. This substitute teaching experience might just be the rock bottom that gets me sober. Hey, you Mr. Boynton?
Yes. Good morning.
Ooh, I like the view from rock bottom.
Pardon me?
Hello, hunky biology teacher.
Oh, you must be Miss Standish, the substitute English teacher for Miss Brooks.
Yeah, but I'm really better at biology.
That's wonderful. I'd love to show you my Botryotinia fuckaliana.
Only if you buy me dinner first. Oh, who am I kidding? I'll put out for a mocha latte and a blueberry scone.
There's time before class. We can do it right now.
Oh, okay. As long as I don't miss first period. Or any other period.
Here.
A petri dish? What kind of Bill Nye the Science Guy kink is this?
That's my Botryotinia fuckaliana. It's part of my fungus collection.
Fungus? Stop it. I won't be able to control myself.
Notice the purple cluster.
Cluster? Okay, look, Louis Pasteur, I just came in here to leave this radio for Walter Denton. It's his shop homework.
Oh, certainly. Just put it down on that table.
I'm not gonna run into any clusters over here, am I?
Oh, nothing like that.
Sigh of relief.
Just that jar with the big fetus.
Well then, glad I skipped breakfast.
Do you have any other areas of interest in science?
Meteorology. For a while, I wanted to be a weather girl. But I could wear the same wardrobe as a stripper and make way more money.
Then you must be fascinated by the rain this morning. Our climatic conditions are undergoing a slow but steady change. It's something of a meteorological phenomenon.
Yeah, Al Gore, I saw the movie.
Why, do you realize that at this very moment, the equatorial belt is slipping slowly southward? You see, the warm weather, which we in the temperate zone have long enjoyed, is moving further south every year. It's entirely possible that in the future, our area may be engulfed in icy Arctic weather.
Oh! You're pitching a second coming of the Ice Age. I thought you were talking global warming. But it's the early 1950s. We won't get all those dangerous levels of carbon monoxide emissions until the late 1950s.
Our planet could be in jeopardy as early as 10,000 years from now.
Trust me. Humans are going to screw up this planet way sooner than that. And you're going to want to invest in sunscreen, not snowshoes.
Excuse me, Mr. Boynton, but I've got a message for Miss Standish.
How'd you know I was in here?
All the single lady teachers visit Mr. Boynton's biology lab.
What? Oh, Harriet, that's... it's not true.
I bet they don't come here to look at his fungus.
Miss Standish, Daddy just called and said he'd be delayed with the furniture a while longer and asked me to monitor your class while you sit in his office till he gets here.
So I don't have to teach class? Score!
Well, congratulations, Miss Standish. This makes you acting principal of Madison High.
Madison in charge of Madison High. The planets are finally aligning. Next stop, Wisconsin.
I guess Daddy didn't realize what he was doing. Oh, I mean...
Not offended. Clearly he didn't.
Well, all you have to do is answer some phone calls.
Good for you, Miss Standish. Now, if you'll both excuse me, I've got to stop in at the supply room for a moment.
Don't break any hearts on the way to get more Bunsen burners.
I'll just be a few minutes. See you later.
Isn't this Walter's radio, Miss Standish?
Yeah, it's a 1950s portable radio. Only requires a forklift to bring it with you.
It's a complicated looking thing. Let's see if it works.
In my day, we don't have static. But I have watched the buffering beach ball for probably the equivalent of hundreds of hours of my ever-shortening life.
Listen. Oh, this reception is swell.
Ugh, wish I could say the same for the music. OMG, you're a teenager growing up before rock music. At parties, do you actually make out to this?
Make out?
Yeah, it's the 50s. You weren't doing that yet either.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you a special weather bulletin.
Oh, good. Maybe the rain's going to stop.
Attention, everyone. This is an important announcement. Local weather authorities have just notified us that the barometer is falling rapidly, and a hurricane is approaching from the southwest.
Hurricane?
I thought this show was set in California. Please tell me we're not in Florida. I haven't had my malaria shots.
Reports indicate that winds measuring up to 150 miles per hour will strike this area within the hour. Please do not become panicky, but go immediately to places of safety.
That Mr. Boynton did say the climate was changing. Well, this is an inconvenient truth.
Industries will secure all machinery in their plants, and schools will shut down at once.
Did you hear that, Miss Standish?
Yeah, I heard it. I'm as close to the radio as you are.
I repeat.
Well, are you going to shut down the school?
Me?
You have the authority. You're acting principal, aren't you?
This is a little more than answering phone calls and stealing office supplies.
Stealing office supplies?
Yeah, I was totally going to do that when I got in your dad's office.
What do you think we should do?
I guess I could call your dad.
There's no time. Everyone is in great danger.
Still, this feels like an ask the boss to cover your own ass situation.
Okay, we'll call him from his office. I'll show you where it is.
Yeah, I don't want a repeat of the time I covered for my manager at Applebee's and then got in trouble for giving everyone raises. Like, what did he expect to happen leaving me with all that power?
We will stay on the air and bring you further reports and advice as the hurricane approaches. This is Dudley Harrington speaking to you from Station DUM, situated in the heart of downtown Bombay, India.
It's no use, Miss Standish. Our phone at home is still busy.
You 1950s people and your landlines. Walter shouldn't waste his time building radios. He needs to build cell phone towers.
Daddy must be using the phone. Mother's spending the day with Aunt Bertha. Mother's her favorite sister, you know, and Mother's crazy about Aunt Bertha, too. I guess it's because she was an only child.
Your mother's sister was an only child? What kind of Jeff Foxworthy routine is this?
She was the only child until Mother was born.
And she just might be a redneck.
We haven't much more time, Miss Standish. The radio said...
You're right, Mr. Boynton. They're both in here.
Harriet, I thought you were going to watch Miss Standish's first period.
Gee, I just can't. This is an emergency. We heard it on Walter's radio.
My radio? Boy, I'll get an A for sure.
What's the emergency?
One of your meteorological phenomenons. A hurricane in California. Or would it be a typhoon?
The radio announcer said it was due to strike this vicinity in an hour.
How do you know he meant this vicinity?
He said he was quoting local weather authorities.
Okay, it's the 50s. We can take cover in the school's fallout shelter.
Fallout shelter?
Yeah, for the Russians. Nuclear war?
For nuclear war, we do duck and cover. Like this, see?
Sweetie, you might as well get off the floor. A nuke hits, that plywood desk is just going to get fused to your backside.
So what'll we do, Miss Standish?
Close the school and send everyone home?
You're closing the school? Hot dog!
Miss Standish, you can't do that.
She's got to.
But this is a very radical step to take. I don't know if I agree with such a procedure.
Hey, who's acting principal here, Mr. Fungus?
Well, you have to admit that when Mr. Conklin asked you to answer his phones, he probably wasn't imagining putting a brand new substitute teacher at the helm of this entire institution.
If Miss Standish says the school should close down, then I vote for her to be at the helm.
And he's my ride, so...
Oh, very well.
Walter, you have to drive us over to Daddy's. We can't reach him by phone, and he's got to be told what's happening.
Okay, Harriet, but first I gotta get my radio for Mr. Boynton's biology lab. I'll be right back.
Hurry, Walter.
You wanna run and save your Petri dishes?
No, don't be ridiculous.
At least you're not a total nerd.
Oh, but MacDougall!
MacDougall?
His frog.
Miss Brooks really has a thing for Mr. Boynton?
And how?
The dating pool must be pretty shallow in this town.
I hope your dad doesn't mind us barging in on him like this, Harriet.
Well, it's an emergency, Mr. Boynton.
Yeah, I nearly drowned in Walter's back seat.
I guess I should have parked under the roof, huh?
MacDougall was having a great time on the drive, though. But I'm sorry he, swam down the front of your dress, Miss Standish.
I think by 1950s social etiquette, we're engaged now. Back off, frog. I'm not into Mr. Toad's wild ride.
Daddy, I'm home. Oh, the new furniture came.
Get a load of this bamboo wilderness.
It looks like the Golden Girls did your interior design.
That's funny. Daddy isn't in here. He's probably in his lanai.
I hope he doesn't get angry because Miss Standish shut down the school.
You wanted me to.
Well, of course I did. I'm not a very good student.
It's not the first time I've closed down a school. Once I started a fire during a swim meet.
You started a fire in a pool?
I didn't say it was in the pool. I said it was during a swim meet. After I was done making out with this guy on one of the gas stoves in the home ec room, he lit a cigarette. But he was a coach. He should have known not to smoke in the school.
Harriet, what are you doing home? What's the meaning of this?
Now, take it easy, Daddy. Miss Standish closed the school.
She shut down the school? Miss Standish, how could you possibly...
I'm here too, Mr. Conklin. Hello.
Hello. Miss Standish, how could you possibly...
Hello, Mr. Conklin.
Hello. Miss Standish, how could you possibly...
Hello, Mr. Conklin.
Hello! How could you possibly shut down my school in the middle of the day?
Hurricane.
Hurricane?
And no school fallout shelter.
I've never heard such a batch of unmitigated jabberwocky in all my days. How could a hurricane possibly get to this part of the United States?
Climate change. Come on, Frogman, back me up on this.
Boynton, you always seem to be a person of average intelligence. How could you allow this madwoman to shut down my school on a ridiculous assumption?
But it isn't an assumption, Mr. Conklin. Miss Standish heard the warning on the radio.
That's right. And so did I, Daddy.
And why don't you have a fallout shelter in the school? Have you decided not to buy into the irrational propaganda of nuclear holocaust meant to create fear around communist Russia? Or are you just cheap?
Cheap!
I've had enough of this. I don't want to hear any more about hurricanes. It's too late to call the students back to school, I suppose. But if anything like this ever happens again,
Please, Daddy. Walter, turn on your radio. Maybe there's another weather report coming on. That'll convince him.
Good idea!
What is this contraption?
My electrical shop homework! I built a radio!
So Walter Denton's homework is what convinced you to close down the entire school? I suppose when he turns in his final project, you'll call in the National Guard.
Shh! Listen, Daddy. Here's the radio announcer again.
The storm now leading to heavy rain squalls and extreme turbulence. All citizens, attention! The following precautionary measures are urged by local authorities for the protection of life and property during the approaching hurricane.
What did he say?
It is true. A meteorological phenomenon.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Please follow these emergency measures to the letter. First, precautions against flying glass from wind-shattered windows. Board up all windows.
Board up the windows?
I repeat, board up all windows.
Don't just stand there. Board up all the windows.
Board up the windows with what?
The most secure method of boarding up windows is by using bamboo chutes.
Oh, thank you very much.
Seriously? Bamboo?
Yes, seriously. Bamboo.
This radio announcer's got Siri beat.
Bamboo? Where in the world are we going to... Bamboo!
Hey, isn't your new furniture?
No, I haven't even had time to sit in it yet.
Well, this is an emergency, Mr. Conklin. You heard it yourself.
I'll get your toolbox, Daddy.
Just let me sit down for one moment.
You can save the cushions and sit on the floor. Your tropical lanai could be a Japanese tea room. Or an opium den. I don't judge.
Here's your toolbox, Daddy.
I hate to do this, sir, but you know the necessity.
Adieu, my little couch.
No time for long goodbyes. If we don't hurry, that bay window is going to turn into flying shrapnel.
Mr. Conklin, would you like a hug?
Don't make this worse.
Hand me the saw. I'll start.
I'll take the axe.
I'll turn my back. I can't bear to watch.
Woo! This reminds me of the hotel rooms when I followed that metal band on tour.
Judas Priest!
No, it was Sabbath.
Mr. Boynton, you sawed the coffee table right in half.
Hand me the axe! It's my turn!
Never mind that, Walter. Take this bamboo strip and nail it up against that window.
Biology's got some lumberjack skills on him.
Miss Standish, please let go of my bicep.
Go on, flex again.
Give me the hammer and the nail, Harriet, please.
Do you need any help with the window, Walter?
Nah, I can handle it. Well, at least now we know the hurricane can't break the window.
Quiet, everybody. Some more instructions are coming over the air.
Be sure to shut off all water pipes and tie down the thatched roofs on straw huts.
Straw huts?
It makes sense. I mean, look at the three little pigs.
Do not forget to lash down your ox carts.
Ox carts?
Well, with the price of gas in California.
And now, your last official instruction. Be sure to tether your elephants carefully. Remember, tether your elephants carefully.
Quick! There's not a minute to lose. We've got to get outside and tether my elephant. Elephant? Mr. Boynton, did that man say elephants?
I believe he did, Mr. Conklin.
Who keeps elephants?
It's the 50s. Celebrities probably keep elephants in their pools and tigers in the verandas.
This concludes our station broadcast until after the hurricane has passed. Good luck to you all from your friendly station, DUM, situated in the heart of downtown Bombay.
Bombay?
Indiana?
You're right. You're not a very good student.
Well, how about that? We've been worried about a storm that's 5,000 miles away.
5,000 miles away?
Damn, Walter! That is some good reception. Let's get you working on those cell towers.
5,000 miles away?
What a relief.
The joke is certainly on us.
Yes, it's hilarious. Imagine closing down an entire high school and wrecking a room full of furniture because of a report on some idiot's homemade radio telling of a hurricane 5,000 miles away!
Calm down, Daddy. Your high blood pressure.
You're concerned about my high blood pressure? Wouldn't a tropical lanai filled with beautiful bamboo furniture be just the thing for high blood pressure?
That would be soothing.
Miss Standish, as of now, consider yourself relieved of duty. I would rather Miss Brooks' students stare at the walls for 8 hours than have you anywhere near Madison High School ever again.
Golly, Mr. Conklin, isn't that a little harsh?
She was only looking out for the safety of the students.
We all thought that...
Guys, chill. I'm totes fine with this. Do you know how many jobs I've been fired from? At least this time I'm not being taken away in handcuffs. Unless Mr. Boynton is free the rest of the day. I'm sorry, McDougal. We're gonna have to break up. I'm afraid interspecies love with frogs won't become accepted in the U.S. until the Muppet Show premieres in the 1970s. I know. It's not easy being green. Miss Brooks starred Eve Arden and ran on CBS from 1948 through 1957. The comedy series was adapted for television in 1952 and ran concurrently with the radio show until 1956. The TV series was produced by Desilu Productions, with Lucille Ball having originally recommended Eve Arden for the radio series when Shirley Booth was turned down for the part and Ball herself was already working on the radio series My Favorite Husband. Eve Arden won much acclaim for her role as the high school English teacher, including being made an honorary member of the National Education Association for humanizing the American teacher. Later in life, Arden lamented not having had a Broadway career, but then realized that on stage she could have been viewed by thousands, but as Miss Brooks, she was beloved by millions. Hey everybody, it's Madison. Thank you so much for listening. And so many of you have requested our Miss Brooks. I hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget, we have a Patreon now where you can be a Madison member for only $5 a month. You'll help support the show and get some cool Madison exclusives, like the return of our history dive, Madison's Mad Facts. Link in the show notes. But hey, I'm just happy if wherever you're listening, you give us 5 stars, leave a nice review, or share our posts on your favorite socials. Help us get the word out that women are funny. Okay, announcer dude, roll the credits.
Madison on the Air was written and produced by Christy Talon Sage with music composition and audio engineering by Jeremy Sage. The role of Madison Standish was played by Christy Talon Sage. Other actors in the cast were Jeremy Sage as Walter Denton, David Pinion as Mr. Boynton, Marnie Warner as Harriet Conklin, Scott R. McKinley as Mr. Conklin, Julie Hoverson as Mrs. Davis, Jonathan Winstead as the Bombay radio announcer, and Pete Lutz as the opening announcer.